Test 76, Section 2, Question 17. And here we have the city leader, and the statements, if true, provide support for which one of the following is most supported. Saying, if we adopt the new plan, then the amount of money that tourists spend here will increase by at least $2 billion. Okay, that's a lot. Creating as many jobs as a new automobile manufacturing plant would. And we'd create a lot of new jobs. It would be reasonable for the city to spend the amount of money necessary to convince an automobile manufacturer to build a plant here. So it would be reasonable to spend money to convince a manufacturer to build here, but adopting the tourism plan would cost less. And so it's saying, well, okay, it would be reasonable to do this thing get an automobile plant, but the tourism plan is going to create as many new jobs, and it will cost less. And if anything, this seems like that the city leader is saying, so it's worth it to spend the money necessary to and get the new tourism plan pushed through. So A, the city should implement the least expensive job creation measures available. That isn't really supported by the passage. In general, it is reasonable for the city to spend money to try to convince manufacturing. It's not saying that's true in general. It's just saying it just gives us this one particular circumstance. The city cannot afford both to spend money to convince automobile manufacturers in the city and to adopt a new. Well, it's not saying what the city can or can't afford. And then it would be reasonable for the city to adopt the new tourism plan. That seems decent. Because it's saying it would be reasonable to spend the money to convince an automobile manufacturer to build here, so therefore it's probably reasonable for that. And then the only way that the city, that's too strong, and so D is definitely our correct answer.